with me are the two leads of the new Black Beauty film. Welcome, Michael and Tony.
Hello.
Harriet.
First things first, breathtaking special effects, CGI. These are very much the norm nowadays, so this particular incarnation of the much-loved story was a very interesting, different take on the story.
Didn't ask me, I'm just the back end.
Anyway, so tell me, how did you start on this ride?
Horseplay, really.
Tony! Yes, we first worked together at the Dudley Amateur Dramatic Society Christmas Panto.
Ah, as a pantomime horse?
Well, of course, as a pantomime horse.
You never really think that sort of role would lead anywhere.
Speak for yourself. I'm rather trained, I'll have you know.
Didn't get all hoity-toity, mate. You know it was difficult for years that there was this other Christmas role that kept us afloat.
That put us in the artistic wilderness for years. Entirely Tony's fault.
Michael, we had to play reindeer to pay the bills.
It was given out jam in a supermarket. Oh, that put us back years. After that we were offered cows, deer, a giraffe.
Which we couldn't play because Michael is only 6'4".
Everything but a horse.
Then we got our first role that we thought was a horse, but it ended up a bit of an embarrassing misunderstanding.
Yes, your stupid northern accent kept getting us auditions for whores.
Oddly, we got to the second stage of one of them, but it was a very specialist production. Personally, I think that was more to do with Michael being a massive...
But eventually, you made it.
Yes, in the ill-advised cruise ship production of The Life of Desert Orchid.
Ill-advised?
Yeah, I get very seasick.
Oh, wasn't the smell horrendous in the costume?
Yes, but thankfully the vomit overpowered his B.O.
Why, you...
And finally, you made it to the big time as Black Bess. Apparently the only good thing about Michael Mann's reimagining of Dick Turpin. At the National, I believe.
Ah, yes, the old Grand National.
Quite why so many things exploded, I'm still not sure.
We had to work out for months for Dick to be able to ride us in that.
And quite how Johnny Vegas got the Dick Turpin role, I'll never know.
Yes, I was surprised Johnny Vegas got that role. Well, these reviews are even better. Overcoming adversity and your clear cultural differences. Together you've done so much more than you would have done apart.
We have, actually. I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry for everything.
Oh, don't be such a ninny. Come here.
I owe it all to him, really.
No, really. It's all you. He keeps me going.
Which is why I find it interesting that no one sees you as equals.
What do you mean?
Well, in particular, the Times said... The back end of the horse is one of the most magnificent performances in years.
Hey!
And the front end is, ironically, the one being carried.
This is preposterous!
The Observer. When you normally say a film is a horse's arse, it's bad. But this horse's arse is a horseshoe in for the Oscars.
I knew it!
And the Horse and Hound said, you can barely tell the back end even is a pantomime horse. It's so lifelike.
Is that a compliment?
The Mail even suggests that the back end go it alone.
After all this time, you've been holding me back.
You can't speak to me like that, Hoover's boy.
Yes, I can, you posh queen.
Oh, the queen loves you. Not you, just you.
Not enjoying getting it from the horse's mouth.
Technically, you're the horse's arse. I don't have to take this.
Diva.
Dog food.
Glue factory!
Supermarket lasagna!